Amen. Last week I got so convoluted in my own thoughts and trying to communicate the depth and the mystery of ascension that I really felt I didn't get anywhere. I'm going to try to be a lot simpler today. Jesus said, when I'm lifted up, he said this in the Nicodemus passage about being born again. And he said, when I'm lifted up, I will draw all people to myself. Was he talking about the crucifixion or the ascension? Or maybe you can put one transparency over the other. It's a similar, when I'm lifted up, I'll draw all people to myself, meaning they'll become like me. When I'm lifted up, I'll draw all people to myself. A lifting up. There are people, there's a book that didn't make it into the gospel called The Ascension of Moses. And there are people in the Old Testament who ascended, or assumption sometimes is called, the assumption of Elijah went up into heaven. And several other characters went up into heaven. Melchizedek walked with God and then was no more, went away. Elijah in that chariot up into heaven. So this talking about this rising, this going up. And what I really believe it's about is that, as I've often said, the world goes through ages. Whenever it says to the end of the world, it really means the end of this aeon, which is that 2,100 year period of in the procession of the equinoxes, in the signs of the zodiac, believe it or not. And so the age turns, and we turned from, in Jesus' time, before Jesus' time, it was the age of Taurus, and that was when the sacred calf got pulled down. Then came the age of Aries, which is the ram, and Jesus became the Lamb of God, bringing in the lamb, right? I'm the Lamb of God. Then in the procession order that goes after Aries comes Aquarius. And Aquarius is the water bearer. And Jesus said, I will make you fishers of people. And he was talking about, he came to inaugurate the beginning of the movement going from Pisces. He came as Pisces and talked about the end being the time entering Aquarius. Well, those of us who grew up in the 60s and we remember the age of Aquarius is dawning. It's not here. It's dawning. And things are in tension and flux and contradiction as old ways fall apart and the new ways, supposedly being of love and peace and unity and understanding and no more war, and those kind of things are in juxtaposition with those who keep the other way. And he said, you know, there'll be wars and rumors of wars, and there'll be households split against each other. This is Jesus' predictions in what's called the Little Apocalypse. And anyway, it's time, and I believe with all my heart we're in these times. I believe with all my heart that I was born to be in these times, that I chose to come to be here. I believe with all my heart that you have chosen to be here. This is a special time. And it's not guaranteed that we'll make the transition successfully. We need those. We need to rise above the way things were. Like, first we had pretty much an animal consciousness when first created. Then came self-consciousness. There's an evolutionary thrust to consciousness. Then came self-consciousness. And then the beginning of Jesus and other teachers of enlightenment and talking about an underlying unity. This consciousness, this that you call Christ consciousness. Christ is not just Jesus' last name, it's a state of consciousness. And he taught it to his disciples. Ascension was getting to Christ consciousness. But to people at large, he talked about the kingdom of heaven, which also is a meaning of consciousness. See, if we have... Einstein said, we'll never solve the problems of the world from the same consciousness that created them. So our consciousness has to change. How does it change? It changes through the presence of God, through the Spirit, through Christ's teachings, through enlightened people's teachings, and that radiate new possibilities for us, and we see deeper. We see beyond the duality to an underlying unity that physicists and scientists are talking more about. So we're in that time, and we're moving toward that. But we might make it, and we might not. It might come through great suffering, and I think we're in the midst of some of the beginning birth pangs. Or the more of us that can ascend, can get this higher consciousness to realize we're all one. We came from the same source. We're going to end up in the same source, which is the God force, the God field. We came. But we came with a mission to this earth to lift it up so that it becomes not just a kindergarten for souls to grow, but a graduate school. And we graduate not by getting a diploma, but we graduate by ascension. And we're all in the process of ascending from one degree of glory to another, from one. And we're in different places with it, but we need to support one another. Does this make any sense? I really believe we're in this time. In the higher the vibration, and science has now proven this, those things I talk about like fruits of the Spirit all the time, when you act out of love, patience, peace, joy, understanding, compassion, forgiveness, nonviolence, they have higher vibrations than judgment, envy, anger, all those kind of things. They lower the vibrations. And so the higher the vibration goes, the more it carries us to the intended goal, which would be that we'd all become more and more Christ-like in that consciousness, more and more like Jesus. And we might have moments of it. When you do, if you felt like this morning with the dog, and then from the dog I looked up, the sun's coming up and the beauty, there's apple trees and blossom. I felt this wider web of beauty of which I'm a part, in which I can screw up, but of which I'm a part, and I want to add and keep and tend and help grow that beauty in all of you. And I believe we have a covenant with one another and with Jesus to do just that. And the more we do our part, and as I say, there's never a small part, because it has love has more power than anything else in the world. And so it can change things, that drop a die, whatever. It's amazing. Jesus said, I am the Alpha and the Omega. That's the first and last letter of the Greek Alpha. I'm the beginning of this, and I'm also the end. The end being we become more and more like Jesus. And that would be then the new world comes, the new heaven and the new earth. And sometimes it seems very far away, I know. But it's still coming, and I want to give my all to it. I think that's what I'm here for, though I certainly fall short many times. I want to encourage you to be part of this new order of people. And it was even among the founding fathers. Take a dollar out. Those who have fives or tens, pass them up to me. Otherwise, take a dollar out. And you look at the Great Seal of the United States, which originally did not have, well, the other seal, the eagle. Originally, it was the phoenix rising from the fire. Again, resurrection. Originally, the seal of the United States had the phoenix on it. Not too many years after, They changed it to an eagle with arrows and both war and peace in it. But look at the other side, the pyramid. The pyramid, and above it, it says, God favors this enterprise. What enterprise is that? It's the building of the pyramid from bringing all together, bringing to a point. And it says underneath, Novus Ordem Seculorum, a new order of the ages. That's what that means. Our founding fathers are talking about a city set on a hill, the pilgrim. A new order of the ages. God, Anuit Coeptus means God favors this enterprise. This enterprise. And what's that I? The little capstone of the period, not yet connected to the period, but a space in between with an all-seeing eye. That, my brothers and sisters, is ascension. And it's part of our job in this generation and the gap of years until Aquarius comes in its fullness, those energies, that we place the capstone onto the pyramid and make it real and make it solid. Okay. That's enough esoteric stuff for one day, but it's what I believe and what feels really true to me. If it feels true to you, then we could talk more about it. There's things you can do, but we all need to do our part not to add to the negativity, but in fact counteract it and lift it up. Raise vibrations. You know, it's all a matter of vibrations, as I said. Now, if you watch a bicycle go, when you start your bicycle and you start pedaling it, you can see the spokes in the wheels, right? You see them when you're going at the takeoff speed. You see them going. If you get faster and faster, the spokes disappear. You can't see them. We don't have the sense. Our senses can't keep up with that speed, that acceleration. It's the same with ascension. Jesus was there. They saw him. He raised higher and higher his vibrations, and they say he's lifted up. High and higher vibrations, then they can't see him. Just like the spokes on the wheel. His vibrations were so high, he's not... They couldn't see him. So they think he disappeared into heaven. But in ascension times, people will get more tuned to be able to see some of the things raising faster and faster. Anyway, let's go into communion time, which is an act of ascension. Is an act of ascension. So let us begin by singing the communion hymn.